7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only place.
Wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, August the 25th, 2013. Further in the Quran, surely thy Lord is wise, knowing. Now, Lord, the usage of the word Lord here, at the time of the writing of the scripture, Quran, Rome was the power. Rome was the authority. The Roman Empire, Caesar, was referred to as Lord and Savior, Son of God, bringer of peace and civilization. So the Quran takes that word Lord and slaps Caesar and says, you are not no Lord, because the Lord, the Almighty, uses knowledge and wisdom, uses the universe, uses science, solar, lunar, astral, to raise the human being degree by degree through nurturing, through fostering, through truth, justice, and righteousness, through peace and love, raising us up degree by degree till we reach our perfection. That's a definition given by my minister, Louis Farrakhan. So the word Lord, we take it from Caesar. He is not acting like a son of God, so we say no to him, and we become sons and daughters of the Most High, and we take on this knowledge and wisdom, and we are elevated, exalted, and raised. That little sister and brother that you think is nothing, that little sister and brother laying and lying in the mud, in the quicksand of this no good rotten system, that least one that you consider is nothing, that one has the greatest potential to exhibit the characteristics and attributes of the Most High, that with this knowledge and wisdom of the Most High Lord, in African Hebrew, that word is Yahweh. In the Arabic, I believe Lord is Rabbil Al-Amin, the Lord of all the worlds. There's science in that. There's more than one world, more than one universe, many worlds. many universes. This is scientific knowledge that when we go into it, that least one can be raised degree by degree to reach that one's eventual perfection. Rabbil al-Amin. In the African Hebrew, the word Lord is Yahweh. Let me hit that word Yahweh. Yahweh. L-O-R-D, all capitals. The existing one. Called Jehovah by some. Called Yahweh by some. The tetragrammaton. I know I'm not saying that correctly. There's a word that is used to describe the YHWH. Those four consonants. YHWH that is used to describe scientifically the Most High, referred to in Numbers chapter 11 as begetting and conceiving, meaning the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, existing, existence, life, living, giving birth to existence and life and living. This Yahovah is rooted in 1961 Hayah, to be, become, come to pass, exist, happen, take place, come about. So this rotten system destroys us. The root of that is haba, to fall, to be, become, exist, and happen. So we're falling into existence. Like when you give birth, watch this. Now, I believe I've just understood what that word means. When it talks about to fall. See, we're talking about scientifically the birthing reality. You see, Yahweh is father and mother, begetting and conceiving. When the mother in Africa sits in the birth chair, the scientists began to look at the child coming out of the womb, falling out of the womb, mother giving birth to the child, child coming out of the womb, falling out of the womb, the birth process being incorporated in the word Yahweh, Yahweh, Hawa, Hayah, Haba, and we see to fall into existence, to fall out of the womb, to come into existence, to become, to happen. In studying women, we see the child falls out of the womb because the mother, not like in European medical society, where you have the mother laying on a bed, fighting gravity, pushing up, but you want to have the womb in position that gravity helps in the birth process, and the child falls out of the womb because of gravity pulling and the mother pushing in unity with gravity, in unity with science and the law of birth and life in the universe that teaches us it is better that the mother positions herself on the birthing chair, squat to the earth, so that all of that structure will be in a position that the gravity, the law of gravity, the scientific law of gravity will help and not hinder. So, this system is against gravity, against the law, against life. So Abraham is saying in the Quran chapter 6 verse 84, we exalt in degrees whom we please, and surely thy Lord, Yahweh, Yahweh, Rabbil al-Amin, the Lord of all the worlds, nurturing, giving birth, in African Hebrew, existence, life, living, become, fall, falling out of the birth womb, falling out of the womb in the birthing process, following the law of gravity. The Lord is wise and knowing. Let's hit that word wisdom. In the Yusuf Ali, we have the words wisdom and knowledge used here. So let's go to the word wisdom. I want to hit that word wisdom in the African Hebrew language. Let me see what I can see, sisters and brothers. The word wisdom. Yeah, 2451. Kakma, feminine noun. Word in the African Hebrew language. This word is defined as wisdom, skill in war. See, we are in a war against evil and wickedness and the wicked power structure of the system. This is spiritual warfare. If we shut our energies, our spirit, our mind from these wicked demons, they won't have our energy to feed off of. And if we refuse to kill and destroy each other, taking our physical energy away from them, their system dies and we win this war. Wisdom in administration. Administration defined as the process or activity of running a business or an organization. The Most High is running this universe. The Almighty is running this universe with wisdom and knowledge, but we're looking at the word wisdom here, the sacred feminine, and one of the titles of Mother Holy Spirit are wisdom. Wisdom in administration, in business. Do we see the prevalence of the sacred feminine? No, we see the misuse and abuse of the sacred masculine, which without the sacred feminine leaves the sacred masculine causing death, hell, and destruction, because knowledge and facts are no good without a righteous womb to go into to produce justice and righteousness. Remember Laodicea, Laodicea. We are the people of justice, the justice of the people. So administration, businesses, we must teach our babies and boys and girls and youth that they are to be the heads of business and organization, running this earth, running this universe by uplifting the sacred feminine so that the sacred masculine can be balanced by the sacred feminine. Shrewdness is one of the definitions of this word wisdom, kakma, in the African Hebrew language. The word shrewdness is defined as discerning, clever, discerning awareness, even hard-headed acumen, but also common sense, wily and artful. So this can be used wickedly or can be used righteously, that sacred feminine power to discern, to be clever, to be aware. Women seem to be aware of so much more than men are aware of. Acumen. I want to hit that word acumen. I love to understand the definitions of words. See, the Quran, the Bible, using words that we must understand. Acumen means the ability to make good judgments and quick decisions, typically in a particular domain. Domain having to do with a region, with a territory, area, territory owned or controlled by a ruler or government. So look at all these wonderful definitions that we are coming to understand the scope of the wisdom of Allah. Allah, Allah is the Almighty Mother, so her title is wisdom. Allah, the Almighty Father, his title is knowledge. And so we are to understand how to rule government. Rule, not just government, but rule this universe by the power of the Most High. Have we not said over and over, Psalm division 8, made lower than the angels, man and woman, to do what? Rule creation. Hebrews talks about Christ, lower than the angels, glory of God, given power to run creation. Man and woman made lower than the angels, lower than the angels, meaning that scientific process of putting the energy of the Most High in this physical structure that we call our physical bodies. That is science, sisters and brothers. But if you don't go into the definitions of the words, we don't understand this is science. But we are made lower than the angels, put in this physical structure, put in this divine earth realm, earth domain, to do what? To rule this creation on behalf of Yahweh, Yahweh, Allah, Allah, Amen, Amenet. All of these words describing an aspect and characteristic of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother who work on behalf of ourselves through the universe to perpetuate life. In Sunday school, my beautiful wife talked about creation, perpetuating creation, continually creating and perpetuating life and more life and more life, and how this universe always producing life free, no charge. The Most High only wants us to obey the Most High and obey the laws of the universe, which the laws are life. Existing existence for all. This is wisdom. Wisdom, prudence in religious affairs. So all religious people, understand these realities. We in religion, whether spiritual religion of the indigenous, whether Christian, Muslim, Islam, Hindu, Buddhism, Vodou, Juju, no matter what you call yourself, prudence, the quality of being prudent. Let me hit that word, prudent. The ability to govern and disciplines oneself by the use of reason. Wow. Prudent. This is so wonderful to know the definitions of words. Acting with or showing care and thought for the future. This is what we see. Obama administration, Bush administration, the rulers of this world, set up by the House of Rothschild, having no thought for the future of the poor working class masses of the people, through the escalation of war in Syria that we want to be against by becoming peace. Don't just pray for peace, but use our energies to become the peace that we seek. But they are setting up a scenario of World War III, Armageddon. We're not down with that. Setting up Syria, setting up Iran to cut off China and cut off Russia. My brother from, stopimperialism.com. Great, sir, I forget his name. Stopimperialism.com was talking about even in Europe, you have Russia and America fighting for control over the resources of extreme eastern southern Europe or extreme northern eastern Asia and great energy pockets. And he, the brother, my beautiful Caucasian brother from stopimperialism.com, talked about how that's why the United States of North America is pushing this fracking mechanism to to extract oil in such a way that is so destructive, uses so much water. People need water, using the water to extract oil by fracking, they call it, but it's so destructive of the earth, destructive of the land, uses and abuses water, taking water from the people. That whole process is because America is losing the fight in extreme Eastern Europe, Southeastern Europe, or you could call it extreme Northern Eastern Asia. So that fight between America and Russia over the resources having a domino effect, because scientifically, this hologramic universe, what you do in one portion of the earth and universe has direct effect in another portion. This is the divine matrix that whatever you put in has effects, giving birth to effects somewhere else. So this is causing the fracking that we see that is so destructive that we have demonstrations against fracking. But we're talking about being prudent and being wise and setting up the future for the human family. But these elites, presidents and prime ministers working for the wicked ruling class and ruling families, setting up Third World War, setting up Armageddon, setting up destruction for the human family. But the Most High is here in you, in me. We are the Christ Spirit in human flesh. We have the power to become Christ, become Yahushua, become peace, become righteousness, and live peace, live Laodicea, live justice, administer justice. We have the power right now with our energy that wherever we are, we can send our energy all over this universe and effect change in the universe by the power of the Most High. This is wisdom. This is prudence. Wanting to set up future for your babies. So religious people who refuse to teach politics, understanding of politics like we are doing, not prudent. You're destroying the future of your babies. And then wisdom is also defined as ethical and religious. So the religion must have ethics. Let me hit that word ethical right quickly and see the definition there. Of or relating to moral principles, or the branch of knowledge dealing with moral principles. So it is immoral, and it is not ethical, unethical, to live in this earth, have the scriptures before you, know that there is death, hell, and destruction going on, and not give a political, critical, complex analysis of the system, so at the very least, your constituency, your religious community may be able to understand why we're suffering high blood pressure, why we're suffering diabetes, oppression, suppression, diminution, I believe that's the word, diminution of jobs, of wealth and income. Dr. King, Minister Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Nat Turner, Gabriel Prosser. These were religious people who saw that religion must reflect ethics and reflect wisdom and reflect prudence. And so they began to see in their religious studies how to use Christianity or Islam to teach the sisters and the brothers the reality of the system. I want to, now the root of this word wisdom is kakam. 2449, to be wise, to become wise, to act wisely, to teach wisdom, to make wise. You see, Allah, Allah is raising us up by degrees. But I want to see that word wisdom from Proverbs, because she is a living entity, and she speaks in Proverbs for herself, and she begins in the book of Proverbs chapter 1 about verse 20. She begins to talk for herself, and I always use this in my opening, kokmoth. 2454. The word is just wisdom here. But we went through all the definitions. 2451 is kakma, and that's where we were, I believe. And with all those definitions of skill in war, administration, shrewdness, prudence. But know and understand that she is a living entity, and she is the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit. She is Allah. In Islam, Arabic language, she is that conceiving portion in Yahweh, Yahuwah. You have the begetting, which is the father, and you have the conceiving, which is the mother. Scientific word teaching us the law of birth, and not just physical birth, but spiritual, mental, moral birth, that we may rise up by degrees into the mind of the Almighty. So, kakmoth, read Psalm. Excuse me, Proverbs chapter 1 and around verse 20, and Mother Wisdom, Mother Holy Spirit, under the title of wisdom, talks about how the wicked rulers and the noble people and the kings and the leaders, financial, educational, religious, governmental, these leaders don't have wisdom. These leaders are leading in death and destruction. And it is worse today. It is worse today. Caesar, Caligula, wishes he had the nuclear bomb in his day. He was so crazy and so wicked. He wishes he had the nuclear bomb and hydrogen weaponry. But today, these folk in power have the power to destroy the earth three times over. But we are becoming wisdom. We are becoming kokmoth. And we are saying with wisdom, in Proverbs chapter 1, around verse 20, wisdom crieth out. She uttereth her voice in the streets. You see, Minister Farrakhan, number 34 in the series of The Time and What Must Be Done, he's crying in the wilderness. Did not the group Bob Marley and the Wailers, the original Wailers, we are crying in the streets. We say that the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates, in the city, she crieth her words. And see, these are the places of power. We're talking today about the synagogue of Satan. We're talking about these elites who are under the control of Satan, using and misusing governments, using and misusing and abusing the offices of heads of organizations, the offices and heads of government, educational, financial, governmental, judicial institutions. Not wise. They are not wise. They are not prudent. But you and I are taking on the mother wisdom. Kakmoth. 2454. Hebrew size, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. We say with her voice, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Knowledge and wisdom crying, mother wisdom crying. You see, these in power, they hate knowledge. They hate the truth. They hate wisdom. They hate overstanding. She says in verse 23 of chapter 1 of Proverbs, turn you at my reproof. Reproof having to do with our critical analysis of that which is wrong in government, that which is wrong in the presidency, that which is wrong. And we say, listen to Farrakhan, listen to O'Malley Yeshitela, listen to Alex Jones, listen to Webster Tarpley, listen to Cornel West, listen to men and women who have this knowledge and wisdom, who cry for justice, who cry for peace, who cry for love. Let's take the mother spirit of Mother Holy Spirit under the title Kakmoth 2454, Hebrew size Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus. Uh-oh. What's going on, real player? Let me hit that again. I want you to hear Exodus. I want you to hear Bob Marley and the Wailers. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah. Hear the eye, Selassie I, people.
Exodus. Movement.